Well, possibly an unfamiliar face, but Alistair Hargreaves, thanks very much for joining me. A new intake at Saracens. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, I've just signed from the Natal Sharks down in Durban in South Africa. Just jumped off a plane last Friday and straight into pre-season on Monday. So happy to be here and started off with a bang.
And what is it about the Saracens that enticed you to play for them?
It was obviously quite a South African bunch of guys, and it's created quite a following back home. And for me, it just seemed like the right club at the right time. And when the offer came through, it was a no-brainer. So very exciting and a chance for me to learn a lot.
Had you been looking to play rugby in another country, or was it the fact that this was a bit of a home from home that sort of sealed the deal?
It's always been something I'd wanted to do. I wasn't quite sure when the opportunity would come my way. And, you know, when it did, it actually, you know, the fact that it was Saracens made the decision quite easy. I think it's an exciting place with some really, really cutting-edge things happening. So it was quite an easy decision in the end.
So tell us a little bit more about your preferred position and the history of your playing career so far.
Well, I'm a lock forward, goes without saying. I'm sitting down now, but that'll be pretty obvious when I stand up. But I've been playing for the Sharks for 6 or 7 years back in Durban, and I've got 4 Springbok caps as well. I was actually involved with the Springboks team that lost to Saracens in 2009, which was unfortunate on that day, but it's funny how these things change. But yeah, I think that's a brief kind of history of where I come from.
And in terms of Saracens, they did incredibly well to win the Aviva Premiership a season ago. Last season it didn't quite come together for them. So what are you aware of in terms of the club's ambitions so far for this season?
Well, it goes without saying, after getting a taste of silverware and a taste of victory, the guys were hungry for it last year, and unfortunately it didn't transpire in the end. But I think that's just left the guys more passionate and more determined to produce an unbelievable and unforgettable season this time round.
Excellent. And what skills will you bring particularly? Are you a man who's based around the set piece, or do you like to get the ball in the loose?
Well, that's something we're going to find out. Obviously, there's a different brand of rugby, different style of rugby in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's part of the reason I'm here, is to grow my game and to learn. But I'm a line-out jumping forward, and you know, I've got to try to find out where I'm going to fit into a side that's kind of got 3 really well-established lock forwards as well. So it's going to be a good experience for me and an opportunity to learn a lot.
Now, it would be foolish for me, speaking to a South African who's coming to an English club with some young English talent, not to ask you about the recent tour to South Africa. Did you see the games, and what did you make, first of all, of the South African side and where this development England side's going?
Yes, I mean, I saw the games in Durban and obviously followed it closely, and it was a fantastic series from a South African point of view. I think for the South African side, it's also, you know, a development side to a certain degree. A couple of familiar faces in the setup, but also a new coach and a couple of new players in key positions was interesting. And the English side, you know, like you say, it is a young side. It is growing, and it was always going to be hard to play in South Africa. It's a very tough place to go. It's a very intimidating place. And I think, you know, especially after the results of the third test, I think all the English boys can hold their heads up high. And the same goes with the South Africans. I think they would have taken 2-0 in a test series if you had offered that to them a month ago. So, yeah, I think their positives can be taken out of it from both teams, and it's a huge positive for rugby worldwide.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're here at the Stoop, and in just over a week's time, it's going to be the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership 7 Series kicking off for this year, where Saracens will be playing against the other London clubs. So a good opportunity for some of the younger guys to pull on the shirt and possibly get some early silverware in the season for the club.
Absolutely. Whatever competitions are involved, you know, guys are keen and up for it. So, like you say, a good opportunity for the younger players to really get stuck in. On the big stage, I think there'll be some great crowds out here. And the guys will just love the opportunity to show their skills. Fortunately, I don't think you'll see me on the sevens field. It's not quite my forte.
Well, seven specialist hours.
Believe it or not, not quite. But I think it'll be an exciting event. I know at Saracens, you know, the guys have spoken about it, and we're bringing some sevens training into our training next week as well, just to get ready. It's a great form of the game, and it's an opportunity for guys to express themselves and really get strong and fit leading up to the Aviva.
And it becomes quite an entertaining evening for all those who come down here. We understand ticket sales are doing incredibly well, and for those people that might find it maybe a little bit difficult to access the full 15s game with the complicated set piece and possibly a few too many rules for them, the sevens game is a much easier form and easier game to get to know.
Yeah, you said it. It's very accessible, and the vibe will be very festive. I think it just makes for a great evening, and you know, people that aren't that familiar with rugby, it's a great starting point, and I'm sure the fun will be had by all.
Excellent. Well, Alistair, welcome to the UK, and best of luck for your season with Saracens.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.